It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy. Ben Broussard sitting right across from me, Catholic Charities of Acadiana.
Back in the saddle.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's so good to be here always.
I love when you come in because, you know, you're like a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day.
Come on.
Yeah, we can sing if we'd like. No, let's not. Let's talk sharing something special, like spirits.
Oh, man. Okay, so Catholic Charities of Acadiana, we don't do many events. And I don't know why. We just don't. We don't do like fun runs and those kind of things. Schools do a lot of those things, and it's great. Those are super great focused fundraising events, especially when you've got like people in the pews or you got students. Like, it works. For us, the one big public event that we do every year is called Sharing Spirits, and it's at Rockin' Bowl. And if you picture it this way, it's like picture the best wedding reception you ever went to, but then at the end of the day, no one got married. but you had a blast because you had live music on stage with one of the best bands in Acadiana, Rouge Crew.
Oh, yeah.
And remind me, I have a sidebar story about Rouge Crew.
Okay.
But you've got 6 celebrity local bartenders, both famous and infamous, okay, that are creating small orders of a craft cocktail all night long. So they all have a different celebrity craft cocktail. That with bowling, with food, with the band on stage. It is a fantastic evening. It's so much fun. It's on a Thursday night, which literally nothing ever happens on Thursday nights. Okay. People don't get married on Thursday nights.
No.
There's no football games on Thursday nights. It is Thursday night in April, April 20th. And it's a blast. And we raise a good amount of support and friendship for the work of Catholic Charities of Acadiana. And so this is our 4th year doing it. But we are celebrating our 50th year as being an organization because we were founded in 1973.
Happy anniversary.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks.
All thanks to you.
Look,
right?
I married a math teacher, and so that's the only way I know that 73 in 2023 is okay. Yeah, I did the math. That's it. Look, and it's when I say it's open to the public, we're selling tickets online. It's just a blast. And so for those who want to come out and not only have the time of their lives, but support the works of Catholic Charities of Acadiana. It's programs like St. Joseph Diner, Food Net, Food Bank, our disaster response operations, our hygiene center, all 3 of our emergency sheltering operations, Rebuilding Together Acadiana, these programs and more. Go to our website, CatholicCharitiesAcadiana.org. There's a red banner at the top, and you can purchase your tickets there.
I understand that there's a possibility we could sell out.
And we end up selling out every year. And so we're recording this. We're probably, 3.5 weeks out.
Yeah.
So there's still tickets available at this point. Can't guarantee moving forward. So,
We definitely want to sell it out because anybody who's going to, I've been there for to see the Rouge Crew.
Yeah, yeah.
They are so much fun.
They're so good. Look, our bartenders are going to be great this year. So I want to run them over. Okay, so let's run them over so that we can all call them and say, I heard their name on the radio.
Okay.
So Frank and Tracy Nooner, Francis and Kathy Pavi. We've got former Miss Louisiana, former Miss Louisiana and Miss USA, I believe, Allie Landry and Hunter Moody, Jeff and Denise Benton, Charlie Goodson and Jody Ferguson. That's from the Southern Hospitality Group, and Father Andrew Schumacher, along with Rob and Elizabeth Burnell. So it's looking like it's teams this year.
Yes.
And so the tip jars will be out and we'll figure out who's the real winner. So, challenge post.
Okay. Mic drop.
There it is. There it is. Challenge post. That's right, Sean.
Let's see who's going to do it. This is so exciting. Yeah. I can't wait. This is going to be a night that everyone's going to be talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to tell me a story about the Rouge Crew.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so Rouge Crew, let's go back to March 2020. Nobody had anything going on because nobody was at work, okay?
Okay.
COVID hits. Bands could not play live because the clubs were all shut down. And so my neighbor about 5 or 6 houses down the street had a friend in Rouge Crew. No, I had never heard of the band. And I'm a musician. I never heard of the band. And so he said, man, listen, we're going to hire this band to come play on our block. We'll all chip in. We'll all do like Venmo donations, that kind of stuff, because they can't play live. So they're available. So these dudes set up in a driveway in South Lafayette and just tore the house down for like 3.5 hours. They were having a blast because they hadn't played in a month and a half or whatever.
Yeah.
We were having the time of our lives. The weather was great. I was a sold Rouge Crew fan from there on out.
Your fangirl.
And so,
yeah.
Oh, total fangirl. And so now I'm like, I go to Rock and Bowl and go see them. They sell out Rock and Bowl. We're beating a dead horse here.
I know.
They're an awesome band.
Okay. Yes. Something else that we wanted to talk about, and we're celebrating 50 years.
Yeah.
But the funds go to help so many in need. But really, when you come to think about South Louisiana, we think hurricanes.
We think hurricanes. So the heart of Catholic Charities of Acadiana, we seek to serve those experiencing hunger, homelessness, and poverty. Where does disaster fit in there?
Right.
We're all used to hurricanes. Unfortunately, we're used to heavy rain events and floods and freezes and those kind of things. A large portion of the population, when experiencing a disaster, because that portion of the population has access to either resources or connections to family or people in the community, disaster really becomes more like an inconvenience. It becomes something like, man, this was really aggravating that I had to move out of my house and live with my sister and, you know, fix my floors and all that stuff. There is a population out there that is already in a daily struggle.
Right.
Their experience of mid-level or extreme poverty creates a situation with them where when disaster does strike, they are unable to recover on their own. And that's why for generations, you've seen charitable organizations that have committed themselves to responding in disaster and doing not only the response, but the long-term recovery, that marathon, grueling, often very expensive work of helping to find those who have fallen in the cracks and helping to get them back into their home and on to the next chapter of their lives. Right. Ever since, we've been an organization since 73, and so we've seen our share of disasters, but it was 2016, it was the flood of 16, where we realized it wasn't just hurricanes. And we decided at that point to institutionalize disaster as a program of Catholic Charities. Because before that, when a tropical storm or a hurricane would hit, it was all hands on deck, man. You were pulling the director of the shelter out of the shelter to go and do muckouts, or the diner director was going to do this and that. And what ended up happening was we were responding to disaster, we're piecing it together, but our core programs were suffering. And so we realized that core programs need to take care of the core programs and the people who are in those programs. There's a certain protocol for them. We needed to make disaster a year-round program where you have a staff that trains year-round to be a professional responding members of the organization that works within the community to identify areas that are prone, to work to mitigate against suffering and damage in that regard. But when disaster strikes, that we would have a team that would be able to respond immediately and appropriately, especially for those who stand to suffer at a disproportionate level, but then be able to walk in that long-term recovery process, which sometimes it stretches out years. I'm thinking of our friends in Lake Charles. They're still in the midst of it. They're not okay.
In New Iberia as well.
New Iberia. So New Iberia, we had the tornadoes that hit about a week or two before Christmas of last year. No one saw it coming.
No.
Thank God for our meteorologists and the advancements in detection, because there was some alerts that went out and people's lives were saved in South Louisiana because of it. These are the kind of things where that disaster did not even remotely scratch at the level of damage that it needed to be to have those homeowners access federal funding.
It's right below it's below.
Oh, it was way below.
Not even
because
a blip.
Though it was, let's say it was 30 homes that were either destroyed or severely damaged.
Right.
I mean, in order to hit that federal level, I mean, it's got to be just millions and millions of dollars. And that's not going to be that for 30 to 40 homes. It's not going to be that.
So what do the people do?
That's right. For those people, it was catastrophic.
Yes.
But for the people, the street over, it wasn't. And so it was really incumbent on responding organizations like ours and the community to jump in and respond. We were on the ground 90 minutes after those tornadoes took off. And within 4 or 5 days, we had, along with our volunteers and with our partners in disaster, we were able to get most of the damage picked up and hauled off. But then that long-term recovery process starts, you know, and every family is going to be different. Their resources, their access will be different. Their situation will be different. The long-term recovery process is complex. But we're committed as an organization. We believe that there's not many people who are in that marathon effort, and we want to be one of them.
Right.
And it's not for our glory, it's for God's, and it's for the sake of those who stand to suffer.
Like you were saying, there's people out there, they're going to suffer more extreme than others because of the resources and, you know, their connection to the community and their families. And this is one way that you can give back, and that is basically charity.
Yeah.
The basis of everything is making sure that our fellow man can survive all these different trials. We got to step up our game. And to do that, we can use Catholic Charities of Acadiana as like the base.
Yeah.
And you guys, you're directing traffic, basically.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
I'll sprinkle a little Italian. I don't know much, but ti voglio bene. It means I want what is best for you. The desire in the heart of man, hopefully, is that we are wanting what is best for that person. And in disaster, it's the person who has lost everything. That requires accompaniment, and it requires somebody who's going to roll up the sleeves and really get into the mess. In the beginning, it's the physical mess, and then toward the end, it's walking with them through what every disaster lifespan that it shows you. At 45 to 60 days, man, there's this drop-off. There's this feeling of, well, I guess no one's...
They forgot about
you. I'm forgotten about. There are the reminders of the actual traumatic event. And it just, man, it is both pastoral, but also truly getting in to help them put those pieces together. And this is something that we feel very committed to as an organization.
I know with the fundraiser that's coming up, this is definitely one way that people who... can give back, you know, and maybe you can't make it to Sharing Spirits, but you can share.
Absolutely. Yeah. Share online about Sharing Spirits, but also if you feel, you know, urged to make a contribution to help us in disaster response or any of these essential core programs of Catholic Charities of Acadiana, a one-time contribution or a recurring monthly contribution, a tax-deductible gift that can help us to build a strong foundation to provide these services for years to come, we would be so grateful. And you can make that at catholiccharitiesacadiana.org. And thanks for considering our work.
Oh, please do. Yeah, and of course, get ready. Get those tickets before they sell out for Sharing Spirits.
That's right.
Okay, mark your calendar. Yeah. Ben Broussard, Catholic Charities of Acadiana, thank you so much. And we are so looking forward to Sharing Spirits. 50 years.
50 years.
Going strong, even bigger and even better, and reaching more people. Thank you so much, Ben.
Thanks, Sean. We'll see you there.